Now let's give a Wisdom Assembly welcome to Pastor Taiwo Ayeni. Wisdom Assembly, you're welcome. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a round of applause. I will sing to welcome this man of God.
Father, we thank you. We bless your name because indeed you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Lord who have gathered us this morning. And as we come into your presence, let your light shine. Let a word flow with grace. Let your mercy be released. Let a counsel touch our hearts, that we may walk in the liberty of your spirit, that your kingdom presence may be made manifest. That great grace will be released. Thank you because you have done it, Lord. In Jesus' name, the Lord, we pray. Praise the name of the Lord. Before we sit down, no, I didn't remember telling you to sit. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's look at Joel chapter 2:23. Why are we praying Joel 2:23? It says, I have given you the former rain moderately, but I'm going to give you both the former and the latter rain in the first month. When is the first month? Today is the last day of the first month. So you have the opportunity to make a request. And why is it possible? Why is it mandatory that you should ask for the double in the first month? It's because the first child is deserving of the double. Deuteronomy 21:17 says, the right of the first child is the double. The right of the first month is the double. I wanted to ask the Lord right now that this is January 31st. I will not leave this month without my double. Double in January, double in February, double in March, double in April. I place a demand. Lord Almighty, you have promised to give unto me the double in the first month. It will not elude me. It will not bypass me. It will not elude me. It will not bypass me. I take authority. I make a request this morning that the double you are mandated, it shall be my portion. So shall it be. In Jesus' name the Lord we pray. Brethren, the wisdom of the kingdom is that you become proactive, not reactive. Many Christians are reactive. They become reactionaries. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, the battle of tomorrow can be fought today. You can prepare for your tomorrow now. That is why we're going to pray Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. What does it say? He said, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, and a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and she have upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Let me decode that for you. A woman chose to wear the sun, the glory of God, as a skirt suit. And every month was under her feet. January under her feet. March, April, May, June, July, August to December under her feet. And listen to me, wait. And to cap it up, every month she earned a star. That is why she could wear a crown or 12 star. Now, this woman is not a 5-star general. She's a 12-star general. You are going to pray this morning. Heavenly Father, every month of the year, January under my feet, February under my feet, March, May, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, I take authority over you. Every month of the year must serve me. Every month of the year must bear fruit. Every month of the year must be productive. I refuse lack in every month. I refuse delay in any month. I refuse distraction in any month. Every month. Every month. I must bear fruit. Every month, I must prosper. The month of May will be the month of must for me. So shall it be. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord, we pray. Listen to me. Isaiah 45 says, concerning my children, command ye me. Praise the name of the Lord. We are dealing with the next level adversary. We are talking about overcoming the next level adversary. So I want you to look at Psalm 44. Psalm 44, verse 3 and 4. Verses 3 and 4. Psalm 44, verses 3 and 4. Praise the name of the Lord. What does he say? He says, for Psalm 44. I didn't say Isaiah. He said, for they got not the land by their own arm. 44, verse 3. Psalm 44. Okay? He said, for they got not the land by their own arm, neither, okay, yes. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of your countenance, because thou hast favor unto them. Now, your middle name is favor. You are brother favor, you are sister favor. Now, because Psalm 5 verse 12 says, the Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor shall he surrender with a shield. But let's go to verse 4. What does verse 4 say? Verse 4 says, O Lord, thou art my king. Command deliverances for Taiwan. Now begin to pray. Command deliverances for me. This year 2016. This year 2016. This year 2016. Command victories. Command deliverances. Command healing. Command financial breakthrough. Command fruitfulness. Command a job promotion. Command open door. Command it. Command success. Command fruitfulness. Command abundance. Command favor. Command graciousness. Command it for me. Command it for me. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord, we pray. For you to know that God knows what he's doing. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 8, what does he say? He says, the Lord shall command the blessing over you in your storehouses, over you in the work of your hand, and over you in the land with the Lord thy God giveth thee. Which land has he given you? How many of you are sure? You are sure he gave you this land? Now, why are you building houses in Africa where you won't live? Why are you building houses in your village where rats and cockroaches will dwell? Praise the name of the Lord. Now you know. Now, what blessing is he talking about? Notice it does not say blessings. It says the blessing. And what is the blessing? The blessing of Genesis 1:28. It says, the Lord blessed them and he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. So I wanted to turn it to prayer. Heavenly Father, this 2016, I will be fruitful. I will multiply. I will replenish the earth. I will subdue it. And I will have dominion. Begin to pray. Next level adversary, hear the word. Next level adversary, hear the word. Next level adversary, hear the word. I will be fruitful. I will multiply. I will replenish. I will subdue. And I will have dominion. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody to church. Welcome somebody to church. Bless them. Tell them they're beautiful. Tell them the Lord's hand is upon their lives. God is good unto you. Have your seat rejoicing. Praise the name of the Lord. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 27. Ezekiel 34, 27. I'm talking about overcoming the next level adversity. You can sit down. Praise the name of the Lord. It says, and the tree of the field shall yield a fruit, and the earth shall yield a increase, and they shall be safe in the land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of the yoke, and deliver them, out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. Brethren, I want you to understand that life is full of challenges. Life is full of trouble. And I want you to understand that whether you offend somebody or you do not offend somebody, there is always an adversary lurking in the corner. And the most foolish of men or women that I've come across in life to see is the one that says, I don't grudge, I don't have bitterness, I don't have envy against anyone, I don't trouble anyone, so nobody will trouble me. You are of most person, the most ignorant person the world has ever seen. Why? Listen to me. I want you to understand an adversary is set in the path to stop a man from arising to the next level. The fact that you live in America alone increases the level of your adversaries. And I want you to understand this morning, who is an adversary? An adversary is a person who has chosen to use your matter as a full-time job. That is, they are chosen that I'm doing nothing else but to make sure you are not crossing over. An adversary is a person who look at you eyeball to eyeball and say, look at me, let us see where you will go. An adversary is an enemy. An enemy who have determined that you will not enjoy your destiny, purpose, and issues in life. But I pray for you this morning that wherever the adversary may be, the word of the Lord is available to put the adversary on the stop, to stop the advancement of the adversary in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But that Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9, he said, for there is a door effectual, open unto me, but there are many adversaries. As long as a man chooses to live on the lower level, are you following me? The enemy is not interested. But you begin to lay a foundation of your house. But you begin to ride a good car. But you begin to go into graduate studies. That is when you know that the adversary will show up. But God has given us an answer to the adversary. Brother David, as soon as he was anointed, Saul knew a king is coming to the throne. And 32 attempts were made on the life of David in order for him not to sit on the throne. And Saul was so mad that he threw a javelin on his son and said, you, this useless son, son of a foolish woman, don't you know that as long as David is a friend, you can never sit down on the throne? An adversary is in the mold of a man called Ziba. Ziba was the man who was supposed to be a servant on Mephibosheth. What did Ziba do? Ziba abandoned Mephibosheth at the time that David was going on exile. And Mephibosheth wanted to go and say bye-bye to David. But Ziba played the next level adversary. And he got to David with all kind of groceries, all kind of, you know, provision. And David said, where is Mephibosheth? He said, Mephibosheth said, today I am going to claim back the kingdom of my father. Everything that belonged to my father, I'm collecting it today. I'm quoting 2 Samuel 16, 1 to 4. And David said, everything that belonged to the house of Saul belonged to you, Ziba. Adversary will always go behind to claim what does not belong to them. An adversary is a backbiter. An adversary is the one that stabs you at the back. And in 2 Samuel chapter 18, we saw from verse 19 to the end, what happened? We saw Mephibosheth. The Bible tells us that he did not take his bath. He did not wash his feet. He did not change his clothes nor wash them until what? Until David returned. And in spite of that, David did not rescind his word. David said, you will share it 50-50. Now, when a king speaks, a king does not change his word because he has spoken under authority. But I pray for you, every adversary locking in the corner, wanting to change you in any way, in any manner, the arrow of God will go against them in the name of our Lord Jesus. Now, what is the matter before us this morning? What is the antidote? What is the principle that God has set in place to deal with adversary? In Ezekiel 34, verse 25, the Bible says, I will make with them a covenant of peace. And I will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. And they shall dwell in the woods and the wilderness. Now listen to me. What is the antidote? Covenant of peace. What is a covenant? Why covenant of peace? A covenant is an agreement between two or three parties. You can have a covenant with God. You can have a covenant with Satan. You can have a covenant between a man and a man. And a man. A man and a woman. And a man and a man in business. Praise the name of the Lord. So covenant is an agreement that is strong and that is binding. And every covenant has three elements. Covenant has terms. That is terms binding the agreement. Covenant has token. That is evidence of the covenant. The token of the covenant to my wife is the wedding band. The token of the covenant with Jesus is the blood. That is why you can say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood. And every covenant not only has token, not only has term, it has responsibility. Every covenant has responsibility. Your responsibility to the Lord is to serve him and worship him and be holy as he is holy. So he says he established, he will make with you a covenant of peace. Why covenant of peace? Because without peace, you can never rule and reign with him. Jesus said to them in the Gospel of John, he said, my peace I leave with you. Not the one that the world leaves. He said, let not your heart be troubled. But be what? But be at peace. And I want you to understand, that covenant of peace does not work alone. Covenant of peace is connected to life. Because when you receive the covenant of peace, you receive life before you receive the peace. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17. It says, if any man be in Christ, what? A new creation. All things are passed away. All things have become new. Malachi chapter 2, verse 5. My covenant with them is of life and peace. Every covenant of God carries life. A lifeless covenant is a useless covenant. A covenant without blood is a useless covenant. And that is why the covenant was backed by blood. Are you following me? Not only does the covenant of peace carry life, the covenant of peace carry favor. Job chapter 10 verse 12. Thou hast granted me life and favor. Your visitation has preserved my soul. It preserves soul. It preserves the spirit. He drives away the wicked. In fact, he installs the shield of God round about your life. Psalm 5 verse 12. It said the Lord will bless the righteous and what? With favor. Shall he what? Surround them like with a shield. Why was the covenant installed? The covenant was installed to drive away the evil beast. Is there? Ezekiel 34, 25. Show us. Ezekiel 34, 25. Why was the covenant of peace installed? To drive away. Can you see it? And with what? Cause means I will force. Cause means I will push. Cause means I will motivate. Are you following me? I will cause what? The evil beast of what? To cease out of the land. What is evil beast? The evil beast is the next level adversary. The one that said, let us see where you will go. The one that said, let us see how far you will go. The one that say we're going to stop you. The one that is insisting that you will not eat the good of the land. And I pray for you this morning that that one will go on holiday when your blessing shall come in the name of our Lord Jesus. That one will fall asleep on the day of your delivery in the name of our Lord Jesus. That one will receive a divine delay in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God instituted the covenant, that covenant of peace, that you may enjoy the benefit of the kingdom. But one of the things God had to do, listen to me, to establish the covenant is to invite you to his holy hill. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. A prayerless Christian will become a prey. When you don't pray, you become a prey. You become careless and useless. You become vulnerable to the affliction of the devil. Many wake up in the morning, plus Jesus minus devil, in Jesus' name I pray. Listen to me. Such kind of prayer has already showed that you are standing on ground zero. Are you following me? No strength, no power, no focus, no vision, and going nowhere. He invites you to where? The mountain of Zion. Ezekiel 34, 26. It says, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. Blessing comes when you pray. Blessing come when you raise an altar. Blessing come when you dwell in the presence of God by fire. What heal is he talking about? What heal is he talking about? Obadiah verse 17. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. And for you to go to the hill of God, you must ascend. You must ascend. Psalm 24 verse 3. Who shall ascend the holy hill of the Lord? And who shall stand? And who shall abide? And who shall dwell? Psalm 15 verse 1 says, who shall abide and who shall dwell? Listen to me. For you to deal with the next level adversary, you must be able to ascend. What does it mean to ascend? Ascending means you operate in the heavenlies. You operate in the spirit. You operate from above. You are not operating on suspicion. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:24, it says the way of life for the wise is what? Above. That he may depart from hell beneath. Because there is hell beneath. Colossians 3 says, if ye be risen with Christ, do what? Seek ye those things which are above. Where what? Where Christ is seated, where? In heavenly places. Why do you need to ascend? You need to ascend because life is based on the power of the word. And battles of life are fought in the spirit, whether negatively or positively. They call their brother, they say, bro, you're a bright child of God. You are smart. Everybody knows you are smart. But every time you are going for an interview, there is always something that blocks you. He said, well, bro, you understand. The water I will drink will not bypass me. God works in mysterious ways. My God is so awesome. He's so wonderful. When my time comes, he will give it to me. Listen to me. Until you become a better seller, continue to talk philosophy. Are you following me? There are a lot of philosophers in the church of God. Instead of calling a spade, they call it agricultural instrument. Are you following me? If it is not working, it is not working. If it is working, it is working. And this brother began to range. He was telling stories. Until one day, he was going for an interview. And then he made up, knowing that he has faced challenges before. He made up his mind. He said, interview is starting at 11:30. He left his house at 6:30. Got to the interview point at 7:30 in the morning. Instead of taking the stairwell, what did he do? He entered elevator. Elevator did not open until 6:30 in the evening. Now, you see, many of us think that you can use human weapon to fight spiritual weapon. It's not possible. It's not only impossible, it is impossible. When something is not possible and cannot be, it becomes what? Impossible. It's not English, it's my coinage. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you following me? So this man was screaming, blue mother, inside the elevator, oh God, deliver me. Oh God, it's too late to pray that prayer at that time. Are you following me? When the elevator was open, the unbeliever fireman who led them said, young man, I've been in this job for 35 years. I've never seen a thing like this. He said, do you have a pastor? You see, when unbelievers are the one telling you how to be delivered, then you know your problem is at a higher level. He said, do you have a pastor? He said, yes, I do. He said, go and talk to him. This one is not ordinary. This is beyond me. This is beyond the finger of man. Are you following me? This is beyond the finger of man. This is the finger of the devil. Listen to me. Don't wait until God calls you to prayer. Don't wait until God. When God calls you to prayer, you will pray the prayer of yesterday, tomorrow. Are you following me? But if you pray according to the timing, according to the vision of the Lord, solution will come very speedily. I want you to say to me, Heavenly Father, this morning, whatever is left hanging in my life, I command you, be broken now. Be broken now. Whatever require restoration, I command you, be restored. Be restored. Be restored. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, the Lord, we pray. You can have your seat. So this brother got a message from unbeliever, ran to pastor. Sir, we've been telling you. But he said the river you will drink will not bypass you. Has he bypassed you now? Has he not bypassed you now? Deliverances were set aside for him and God delivered him. So you must operate at what? At a higher level. Those who compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. not be comparing yourself. Say, well, look at this one. I'm better than him. Look at him. I'm better than him. That is not a posture. You are not. You don't have the same calendar. You don't have the same timing in God. Number one, you must ascend. Number two, you must stand. Stand means take a stand on the word of the Lord. Take a stand and say, this is how far I can go. This is how low I can go. I am not going to tolerate any kind of silliness from the kingdom of darkness. I am going to be focused. I am going to fight until I see my change come. Job 14:14. If a man die, shall he live again? No. Until the day of my appointed time, shall I wait? Till my change come. Change does not come by wishing it. Change does not come by talking it. Change does not come by writing it or confessing it. Change comes by fire. Change comes by taking action. Change comes by what? By dwelling in the presence of the Lord and crying for the God who changes situation to change your situation. God who is unchanging changer to step into the matter that an answer will come. So you must ascend. You must take a stand. You must abide. The Bible says in John 15, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask whatever you will, and it shall be what? It shall be done unto you. And verse 8 says, for in this is my Father glorified. God is glorified when result is seen in your life. God is glorified when what? Result is seen in your life. And what does it mean to dwell? Dwell means, are you following me? That the next level adversary did not knock you out of your home. Did not knock you out of your business. Did not knock you out of your life. Did not chuck you out of the job. Praise the name of the Lord. Dwelling in his presence, meaning maintaining a place. Insisting that with the Lord had given you, you are not yielding your ground. Many have yielded ground to the enemy. Are you following me? Because they lack understanding. Now, I want you to understand that in order for you to overcome the adversary, God brought you to the hill, to what? To ascend, to stand, to what? To abide, and to what? And to dwell. But when you get to the hill of the Lord, there are four things you must learn to do. Are you following me? There are many things? Four things. Number one, you must have the ability to ask effectively. In 1 Kings 18 verse 30, we saw that Elijah did what? He repaired what? The broken down altar. And then in verse 36, he prayed. He cried to God. He said that this one may know that you are the one who sent me. And what happened? Fire fell. God does not say get to the mountain and shut your mouth. Get to the mountain and pray. Pray effectively. Don't pray choreographic prayer. Don't pray prayer that men, you know, have spouted and spouted and spouted. Pray from the bottom of your heart. If it is only one word, you can use it. Because a prayer that flows from the Spirit is a prayer that is effective and very effectual. A mountain of fire and miracle. The man of God said, angel is passing. An angel of God is passing. Begin to ask the Lord what he want him to do. And a man began to pray. I bind, I loose. I bind, I loose. I bind, I loose. I bind, I loose. I bind. The usher got near him. I said, please, please, please. Did you hear? What are you praying? He said, I bind, I loose. He said, how can you pray? He said, I can pray in Yoruba. I said, please pray in Yoruba. What you are doing? You are causing confusion in the kingdom of darkness. You are binding, you are loosing. You are binding, you are. If you want to bind, bind. If you want to loose. You see, there are people who I call, are you following me? Choreographers. Are you following me? They repeat the prayer of others and it does not work for them. Are you following me? Pray, you know where the shoe is pinching you. You know where the pain is coming from. Pray from your heart. Don't bother about grammar. God is not interested in your grammar. He's not interested in your eloquence. God is interested in your wetness of your heart. Declare the way you feel. There was a time in 83, I graduated from university. And 84, through all 84, no job. Traveling all over the place, preaching. And I put God on a chair. That's the way I felt. I put down two chairs. I said, Baba, sit down. So I sat down. We began to talk. I said, look at it. If you've been giving me grace to go to Lagos, Ibadan, Zaria, everywhere to go and preach, and now I don't have a job after graduation, what kind of message am I preaching? Are you following me? And I've done two interviews all my life, one at NMPC and one I joined computer company. And I said, God, none of them have called me. What is going on? Listen to me. God is my witness. Within 7 days after, you follow me, I got a call. Praise the name of the Lord. I told God the way I felt. And God responded to me. But what happened? A next level adversary stalled my letter of appointment. How did I know? 2 years later. Are you following me? The guy came to my office. Ah, Oga. You are the one living in Nigeria. I said, yes. He said, you know, I was distributing the letter. But when I got to Sabo, I was tired. I know we're not supposed to mail, because in my company, we don't mail letters. You hand deliver. I said, I know we're not, but I was too tired. I just bought stamp and I put it there. And those were the time where they carried letters to Victoria Island and go and trash inside the water. Are you following me? Those were the days. Are you following me? And the letter, it was as if a camel carried the letter. It 2 weeks before the letter arrived. Are you following me? He may go around Lagos, but the Lord brought it. Are you following me? That was how I got that job.